Marmite, star bright, newest star I've seen tonight. Look. Here's a camera that's built with fun in mind. It's a new Brownie Star camera by Kodak. The Brownie Starmite. Starmite. So small, so light, so easy to take along, and so easy to use.
Not so small, though, compared to an iPhone camera of today. I had a Brownie camera when I was growing up. A Kodak.
Eastman Kodak camera.
Declaring bankruptcy. It's an amazing sort of moment here, a business and tech story this morning that has the ring of the inevitable to it in our digital photographic age. A company that practically alone created the modern global high-tech consumer culture has declared bankruptcy. And I'm not talking about Hewlett-Packard or IBM or one of the U.S. car companies or any of the stocks that trade on the NASDAQ. Eastman Kodak, a penny stock this morning on the New York Stock Exchange. The company that invented consumer photography more than a century ago has filed for bankruptcy. It's taken out a credit lifeline and put its portfolio of storied patents on the block. They've actually been up for sale for a while and have been having trouble finding buyers, which partly motivated this move that was announced today, which may have started a clock which will tick down to possibly the total end of an American technological story that is, among other things, emblematic of this digital age we live in. Two views of this story this morning. Louise Story, investigative reporter now for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
Also with us is Graham Harrison, who's a photographer and amateur historian of photography. Graham, you know what the little yellow box is all about, right?
I do indeed. I grew up with them.
All right. So from Graham's perspective, what is the cultural legacy of Eastman Kodak? From Louise's story, the business issue here. Louise, there's been some talk this morning that Kodak, while being a holder of digital photography patents, may have missed the boat on the massive shift in consumer culture regarding photography. And that's partly why this Chapter 11 bankruptcy is taking place. What do you think?
Absolutely. This is a company that failed to remake itself. You know, it's a classic business school case study that when technology changes, companies have to sometimes cannibalize their own products, meaning they have to eat into their own product's success to jump ahead to the next product. And, you know, right now the thing that Kodak has that's the very most valuable is they have a bunch of patents on digital technology, and they've been trying to sell some of those patents. But you know the reason they have the patents is because back in the 1970s, they actually invented the digital camera, but they didn't bring it out because they did not want to eat into their film sales. And that was a fatal mistake for them. It took place over 30 years ago, but that's why you're seeing this bankruptcy today.
Well, we've certainly seen IBM reinvent itself, going from the mainframe computer world to the PC computer world, and then even remaking itself again post-PC to become more of a software service company. But, you know, can we be sympathetic at all to Kodak? And I'm not, you know, particularly sympathetic, but it is true that everyone who bought a digital camera was not going to buy an analog film camera like an Instamatic or a Brownie. And so you have to be a little sympathetic. I mean, the direct cannibalization that was required for Kodak to shift gears here was draconian.
Absolutely it was. But, you know, Kodak has such a brand name. Everyone knows Kodak. So think of who you're buying your digital cameras from. A lot of them are, you know, companies that were once unknown, and they had the opportunity to lead photography forward.
So talk about that leadership of photography in the 1800s and then the 20th century, certainly, and what happened in your experience. Graham Harrison, you're a photographer.
Indeed, yes. The box Brownie was introduced in 1900, and that brought the camera to the public away from the specialist professional photographers. And throughout the 20th century, Kodak was the name, really, until probably about the 1980s, and then Fuji started making inroads into the color area. And professionals, my area, they started to migrate to Fuji away from Kodak.
And that really was the film industry, but the printing paper industry was also something that Kodak dominated. The idea of slides and presentations were all used with the Kodak products. Did you shoot Kodachrome film, Graham Harrison?
I did shoot Kodachrome. To start, as a kid, it was what amateurs shot for their color slides. And as you spoke earlier about the Kodak carousel, you know, you you showed your family your slides, your Kodachrome slides on a Kodachrome and on a Kodak projector. So it was the industry, and the other films existed, other manufacturers existed, but Kodak dominated.
And PowerPoint kills the Kodak slide business. Digital technology really kills the paper printing business, as photographs are now printable on inkjet printers and no longer require a photo development process. Graham Harrison, did you have an enlarger?
I did.
And so you actually did your own printing on Kodak paper?
Absolutely.
And what do you think the legacy is for Rochester, New York, associated with the Eastman Kodak for years, also Xerox? Rochester in the 1800s was a high-tech center.
Yes, I think it's this huge shift, and I think in a way the part of the news is it's very sad, the demise of Kodak, but a week ago they were suing Apple for the because of the file sharing technology that Apple was using, and everything has shifted. It shifted away from the industry, heavy industry, to Silicon Valley, from west to east.
Indeed,
east to west.
Graham Harrison. Well, I guess Silicon Valley would be California, but the Silver Halide Valley would be Rochester, New York, which is the chemistry that really created modern photography. Graham Harrison, photographer and amateur historian of photography. Louise Storer, before we go, note that irony, suing Apple for a patent infringement. In a sense, we are living the dream of George Eastman, that not only would cameras be in the hands of everybody, but they would be in everything.
That's absolutely true, and that the battle to watch here for Kodak is not really about what new products they're going to come out with, but what will its creditors do to fight over its patents, because that's the main thing of value that they have now, and that's why they sued Apple. They've got intellectual property, patents.
Eastman Kodak declaring bankruptcy. Talking about it, Louise Storer, investigative reporter for our partner, The New York Times, and photographer and amateur historian of photography, Graham Harrison. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I need a camera to my eye, to my eye, reminding which lies that I am hiding.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.